views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
AM, the Internet, and beyond. Keeping you informed every step of the way. Don't be left behind. You are listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
Tuesday, July 15, 2014, number 88. Since being in the YNTS studio, we're now currently on It's Your Radio, Route 1 Radio, Best After Dark, Transformation Talk Radio, WBOQ AM 1230, and audio graded. And if you're listening to us on the replay, we thank you, W4CY Radio, K4HD Radio, and iHeartRadio 24/7. Again, more information on the program and where we air on www.yoandrewnts.com. Toll free number 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687. Tweet me at AndrewTreeGeo. Email, spell it right, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. Don't be left behind. You're listening again to us.
LeBron, what's your decision?
In this fall, man, this is very tough. In this fall, I'm going to take my talents to South Beach and join the Miami Heat.
Miami Heat. That was the conclusion you woke up with this morning.
That was the conclusion I woke up with this morning.
Why?
like I said before, I feel like it's going to give me the best opportunity to win and to win for multiple years. And not only just to win in a regular season or just to win five games in a row or three games in a row. I want to be able to win championships, and I feel like I can defeat down there.
Get back to where you once belonged. Get back to where you once belonged. Get back, JoJo.
While some people love King James, other people don't. Well, we'll see what happens. Howard Forrest, my phone screener. Moon Summer, my voiceover personality. My father spectating, as always, Teddy Giordano. And I'm your host, Yo Andrew. Welcome to the program. If you just heard, LeBron James is going to Miami. Well, that was about how many years ago? LeBron James has reported that he's going back to the Cleveland Cavaliers on a two-year deal. And we'll see what happens there. LeBron James is an interesting basketball player, he is, for so many different reasons. He's got a great smile. He's good at pitching any sponsor of any kind. If LeBron James can come on TV and say, I want you to listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show, I promise you, I will have a lot more than 30 people listening a week. Okay, I'm being too generous. 35. What I'm trying to say is LeBron James is talented in so many different ways. Now, we talk about sports on this program sometimes. And we spoke about A-Rod and the whole steroid scandal. We spoke about the Redskins' name. Is it racist or not? Should they change it? We speak about WWE, that some people don't call a sport. We do here. And we'll be speaking about SummerSlam, their second largest pay-per-view at the end of next month. So I don't speak about sports all the time, but when I do, it's because everyone's talking about it, and I found some interest in it. And LeBron James did bring that to the table. LeBron James, like I just mentioned, did make another decision that he will be going back to the Cleveland Cavaliers for two more years. And for someone who knows LeBron James, he was raised in Cleveland. He was drafted by Cleveland in 2003. And he was there for 8 seasons. And then eventually he decided to go to the Miami Heat. But what else don't we know about LeBron James? Before I go into LeBron, this whole hour, We want to learn about LeBron James, who he is, what he's done, all of his accomplishments and such. So, and right here, we do have a nice biography of King James. LeBron James, his birthday, December 30th. He was born the year 1984, Cleveland, Ohio. Again, Cleveland Cavaliers. Get the picture. He was born in Cleveland. He was drafted by Cleveland in 2003. So he's been around Cleveland for a very long time. During the 2003-2004 season, he became the first member of the Cavalier franchise and the youngest player at age 20 to win the Rookie of the Year award. Played on the 2004, 2008, 2012 U.S. Olympic basketball teams, winning a team bronze medal and two team gold medals overall. He then jumped to Miami. He got victories 2012, 2013, his first two and only two championships. He also achieved a number of NBA records, including becoming the youngest player to score 20,000 points at age 28, January 2013. Very popular high school basketball star. Stunning career with the Cavaliers. I'll go into that just a tiny bit. Averaging 20 points per game at this time, age 20. Became one of the only three rookies to accomplish this feat, putting him in the same company as Oscar Robertson and the great Airfly Michael Jordan. Outside of basketball career, James went through some changes in his personal life around this time. Became a father for the first time in 2004. He and his girlfriend Savannah Brinson welcomed a son, LeBron Jr. And we can go through the whole career of LeBron James. LeBron James is such an interesting player because there wasn't any season where he didn't do good. Every year he had some type of accomplishment. If it was breaking a record, joining a record with many popular players and whatnot. Now, the biggest was him going to the Miami Heat in 2008-2009. Sports journalists and fans began talking about James' future in the sport. And when he became a free agent in 2010, that's when he joined the Miami Heat. And you heard that announcement that we played to begin off the hour. And we'll get into more of that coverage later on. LeBron James, though, made his decision as of right now, continuing his career. He was 20 in 2003. He's now 30, what, 2003, 13, 14? If you do the math, wow, he's about 32 years old. Still a young guy. Got family. He's got everything he wants in the world. Why? Because he did everything right. Again, he was raised by his mother. He was able to come into high school and gain sponsorship and make his name very popular. He was able to get a lot of fame before coming to the NBA and, of course, creating fame. Every dollar he receives, he did earn. Some people will debate that basketball players, athletes in general, make too much money. He did earn his money. And in the market he's in, that's how much money he's being given. If you want to lower down his price, put more caps in each team and tell the tell basketball to stop giving so much money. But for the most part, LeBron James earned every dollar. LeBron James has been many foundations. LeBron James has created many friends, many teammates, making them superstars. His name is on every record. He will be a Hall of Famer. What has LeBron James done wrong? We sit there, we criticize LeBron, but he's done everything right. Except one thing. And I put my finger up in the air in the studio because he did one thing wrong. And he accepted that interview with ESPN. He accepted that interview to tell the world. It was called The Decision. He accepted it. He didn't go to ESPN and say, I want to create a whole show of where I'm going. ESPN came to him. And they said to LeBron, we want you to make a whole thing out of this. And he did. He said yes. He said yes to that decision. Why would he say yes to that decision? Why would LeBron James come out and say, I'm going to the Miami Heat in front of 10 million people according to the Nielsen Record, a company that records viewership in television throughout the country. 10 million. Very high-rated show. Even though it was the wrong decision. He shouldn't have done it. It kind of ruined the relationship with Cleveland during that time period. Many people saw a very selfish, very stubborn man. We see many players who could have done the same thing he did. Derek Jeter, Michael Jordan, Tom Brady, Joe Namath. I can name hundreds of superstars from the top of my head. I could. But they didn't go on TV and said, okay, Tom Brady, where are you going? Well, I'm staying with the Patriots. He didn't do that. How cocky Tom Brady truly is, he would never do such a thing. So who gave him the idea? Jim Gray, who was a supervising producer of ESPN, he was the one that came up to LeBron James and asked him, hey, I have a great idea. Let's make an hour-long special. We'll get everyone together. Jim Gray, who was a freelance sportscaster at the time, he'll be the one to conduct the interview. It'll be great ratings. It'll be a nail-biter. Everyone will love the idea. And LeBron James, as management, said yes. And it was the worst decision he ever made. It was. It was the worst decision. Not only you're leaving your hometown that you were raised in, but you show the stubbornness in yourself. Out of everything you did, that's what you saw in LeBron James. LeBron James, though, and we're going to speak about this in the next segment, we find out LeBron James, there was another reason why he did this. But another reason why LeBron James did, not just because someone came up to him and said, hey, you want to make a show out of this. LeBron James did this because of money and fame. And I really like this story. And when someone comes up to me and says, Andrew, LeBron James coming back to Cleveland is an amazing story, that's an absolute lie. What the truth is, LeBron James, this amazing story is how he overcame money and fame. How he was getting all this hype. Remember, he's one of the most popular basketball players through the 2000s. You're getting sponsorships, you're getting money, you're getting fame, interviews, book signings, you name it, you're there. You're the face of the NBA. You're the one on every poster. You're the one at every kid's camp every summer. You're the one where everyone wants to shake your hand, kiss your ring, give you a hug, kiss your firstborn baby. You are the face of NBA. And you got really cocky, did you, LeBron? You like this fame. You came from a poor town in Cleveland. You were poor. The only one was your mom that you love. But you were really taking all this in. You loved it. When you heard that a show all about you on ESPN that's been around since you were born will let you decide in front of millions of people, you had no choice but to say yes. Why? Because you didn't think any other. You didn't think of the feelings you would hurt, the babies you kissed, the camps you went to, the money, the fame that was going over you. You didn't think that at first. But when you joined Miami, and a year later, you realized that it was the biggest mistake. You realized it was a mistake. LeBron James realized that. Before we go into how he realized that, LeBron James, believe it or not, when he saw all this backlash, because there was a lot of backlash, when LeBron James made the decision, I am going to Miami. I'm going. I'm leaving Cleveland. Again, he sees an opportunity to make more money. He sees an opportunity to get a championship. Screw the morals. Screw everything. I want to have a championship. That's the only thing not on my stellar Hall of Fame NBA All-Star resume. I need that. And that's what LeBron James did. And LeBron James saw this criticism. He saw the fans burning his jersey. He saw the Cleveland Cavaliers owner write a very nasty letter. And what did LeBron James do? What did he do after the whole decision? He threw race. He threw race in his whole reason. He believed after this whole broadcast, when he joined the Miami Heat, LeBron James thought some of the negative reaction to his announcement that he would leave the Cleveland Cavaliers and join the Miami Heat, role of race. That was why. I didn't like it. I didn't like it because he was black. That's not true. Why is race into the picture? If race was a factor in the fallout, James told CNN, Soldado O'Brien, I think so at times. There's always, you know, a race factor. Well, I'm black. Many people are white. Again, situations happen like this. It's all about race. It happens. It's normal. It's not normal because it's not entirely true. You're right. There are some factors of race. There are some. But in this situation, I don't see why. You leave your hometown. You break all your fans' hearts. You didn't bring them a championship the way we wanted you to. Of course, we would be angry. Now, when you read this article, some of you who listen to this show, and we thank you for it, you remember the John Sterling scandal. And you remember when I played that great clip of King James speaking about the situation, how we were all focused on one race, where LeBron James said this situation should be looked at by all races, if it's a white to a white, a black to a black, a green to a blue, and how I defended LeBron. Why did LeBron James say that amazing comment? Because a year later, after the decision, he realized he made a mistake. He realized what the fame and the money was doing to him. And we actually saw the real LeBron James come out. And that's the reason why LeBron James joined the Cleveland Cavaliers. Not because of his record. Not because of his resume. He joined them because he realized it was a mistake. He realized that money and fame caught up to him. His people, his management, his PR were telling him what to do. He realized it. And we're going to talk more about that next. How this situation changed who LeBron was and what he said a year later. Maybe the president should be giving some, maybe he should be getting some advice from King James. I'll be right back.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Sticking with a trend can be very hard, especially for your feet. You wear those Converse for all those years, and before you know it, your feet is bigger than the shoe itself. How about take care of your feet and get expert advice with our friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz, who owns a podiatry practice right here in the Brooklyn and Staten Island area. He treats foot and ankle deformities, sports and walking problems, diabetic feet, injuries and wounds, and many more. Don't be left behind. I want you to go and stop by my friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz if you're ever in the area, or give him a call at his Brooklyn location, 718-627-1212, or his Staten Island location, 718-720-4848. Don't wait. Your feet needs the care, and why not do it right now? And if you go right now, they might thank you for it.
It started 2 years ago. college alumni in his parents' condo. With the mission to inform people. But now, we remember.
Mario Scipione, he is staff writer.
Thank you very much, Andrew. Always love being part of this.
September 2nd, 2014.
We're not a progressive group. We're not a conservative. We are an unbiased group. See, no, no, no. You guys, the audience, you keep me coming back every week.
It's the two-year anniversary.
And that's what the show is all about.
Of the Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
This is the sound of a flat-screen television hurled off a building. Now the new bike your kid wants. These are the things you could have, all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Use Energy Star light bulbs and appliances, and you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at energysavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Hello, and welcome to today's lottery drawing. Good luck. And here's today's winning numbers. First one up, it's not yours. Second one, not yours. And another number that's not yours. Okay, this is one number that's yours. It's a five, but you don't get any money for that. And the final number is not yours.
Yep, so chances are you're not going to hit the lottery anytime soon. Don't get us wrong. The lottery can be fun every now and then. Just please don't rely on it for your future savings. How about this? Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte every day. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Ride your bike instead of buying all that gas. These changes alone can save you thousands a year. Thousands. Small changes today, big bucks tomorrow. Feed that piggy bank. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Hi, I'd like to report a bear sighting, as in Smokey Bear.
Continue.
I was burning yard waste. He told me to remember that if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
You know, 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
I know that now.
As usual, the talking bear gets all the credit. Always burn responsibly and contact your local fire department for open burning regulations. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us on and off the air with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. Always on the run? We know how you feel. Listen to Yo Andrew on your iPhone, iPad, Android, or Android tablets. Go to www.yoandrewnts.com for more info.
With the first pick in the 2003 NBA draft, the Cleveland Cavaliers select LeBron James.
Gloria sacrificed a lot. Gave birth to LeBron when she was 16, on their own at 19, living on assistance, food stamps, and here they are just a short time later, $100 million in contract, endorsements in basketball, and LeBron James makes a great American story.
I don't believe it. $500 million will be coming to Cleveland now that LeBron James has joined them. LeBron James created jobs. Quick story. I was on the elevator, and me and my partner at my job, we were talking about LeBron James, who wasn't. And I told him, yeah, I read a piece, $500 million is coming back to Cleveland. And the young man, you know what? I just realized I wasn't in the elevator. It was at the event I was at. And the gentleman who worked there had the iPad. And he told me he's actually creating jobs for Cleveland. And I said, so I think the president should allow LeBron to be in his cabinet to create jobs. We all just start cracking up. I just couldn't believe it. LeBron James creating jobs. This is the team that burned his jersey. The owner wrote a very nasty letter that I actually have on my iPad. I would read it to you, but I don't think I should. I think I'm over that already. I had to check. I'll check in the next break if the same owner who wrote that letter is the owner currently. Because that would just make me giggle. It would make me laugh a little bit. You wrote a very nasty letter. I'll post it on the Facebook page and Twitter page in the next break also. You can read it for yourself. At AndrewTreeGo, Facebook.com/YoAndrewNTS. And you could call me. Or you will you be rooting for LeBron James next season? 855-712-9687. It's really funny how he comes back to a team and creates jobs and he's able to bring back all this revenue to a city that's been very quiet, who hasn't seen a championship in a long time. And like I just said before, LeBron James caught up in all this fame and all these commercials, actually having a very huge role in a sporting team, you have a lot of pressure. Of course, you forget where you came from. You forget the morals and the ethics your mom taught you. Believe me, I was never in that type of class before, but I could imagine it. It's hard. I have a friend. He's a magician in Vegas, owns his own theater. He's called up all the fame. He meets all these rappers. Before you know it, he'll be performing for the president. But he always messages me, always asks me, Andrew, how's your show? I say, Tommy John, it's great. And I actually have that promo in my studio still. Very nice family. We still talk. Because he always remembers his friends at home. And there's nothing wrong with that. They always told him, you'll never be a magician. Look where he is now. How many told LeBron, you'll never be basketball. And look what happened. Of course he wants to prove those people wrong. Who doesn't? Who doesn't? So now LeBron James is back. He's back in Cleveland. He's back in his hometown. Do you forgive LeBron James? Or do you ignore him? Will you allow him to come back to your team? What is forgiveness anyway? Let's sum that up. The word forgive means stop feeling angry or resentful towards someone for an offense, flaw, or mistake. I think that's a great definition because that's exactly the choice, the question the Cavalier fans now face. Do you stop feeling this anger? Do you stop feeling this resentment against someone who is LeBron James? Do you say, LeBron, come in, buddy. Come on in. Hug it. Hug it out like men. Will you accept the baby kissing again? Will you buy his jersey? Well, $500 million says a lot. Many of you forgive LeBron. Many of you don't know who LeBron is, and that's fine. I kind of gave you a whole summary of who he is and the accomplishments he made in the top of the hour for that reason. Because some of you, like me, don't watch basketball. I don't. If you gave me five sports, okay, yo, Andrew, what do you watch? Go. Football, baseball, WWE, cricket, if it's on, and the World Cup. But that's every 4 years, so that doesn't count. Tennis. I actually do. Sharapova, very beautiful. And of course, Roger Federer, who did lose, and he didn't win. See, I followed some tennis. And maybe NASCAR. I put it on mute, though, because it gets to my ears. It gives me a headache. But I do give Dale Earnhardt Jr. What a heck of a driver. I think he won the last time I watched it. But I'm not really into sports. But when I do, I watch the New York Jets, and you guys know that. I bring on Mario from Jets 101 all the time. We'll bring on Anthony Schrano. We'll bring on Matt Strauss all the time. We love bringing on our football guests, and we love talking about the Jets. And believe me, we'll talk about Michael Vick. I might bring on a activist to speak about Michael. I might do that. I might not. It depends what mood I'm in. But will I forgive LeBron? That's what we're focused on. Enough about me, more about James. Of course, if I didn't know LeBron James said sorry, if I didn't know that he felt some type of regret on what he did, I would say on this microphone, he should first apologize. You should apologize what you did was wrong. You should apologize what you did was worthless. And if you want to use the slang word, really screwed up. It wasn't right. What the town did for you. And Cleveland's a very city-like town, but they also come as a family. They're not as big as New York City, where we broadcast is. I would want an apology. Now, LeBron James spoke with ESPN Rachel Nicholas December 6, 2011. So we're going back. And for some of you who don't know, LeBron James did have an interview again. Wasn't as national as the decision. But LeBron James came about, and Rachel Nicholas said, on what would you do differently? And this is what LeBron James said. If I could look back on it, I would probably change a lot of it. The fact of having a whole TV special and people getting the opportunity to watch me make a decision on where I wanted to play, I probably would change that. Because I can now look and see if the shoe was on the other foot, and I was a fan, I was very passionate about one player, and he decided to leave, I would be upset too about the way he handled it. I call that an apology. Because what that statement showed me, in that interview in 2011, the end of it, it showed me he realized, what the heck am I doing? This is not me, this is not who I am. My mom didn't raise me like this. I'm a good person. I love the sport. I want young men and women around me to do what I did. Accomplish something. Have a vision and achieve it. Create an imagination to a reality. That's what I did. That's what I want everyone to do. I realized if I was on the other side, wow, that was pretty screwed up I did. And LeBron James realized that. Because LeBron James and his management team accepted that ESPN interview. Thought it would be good. He was stuck in fame. He was stuck in money. The whole world in LeBron's hands. That's what it was. He had everything he wanted. LeBron James had the whole NBA in his hand. He was the face of the company. The face of the National Basketball Association. And he realizes, wow, this is a bad decision I made. What's wrong with me? What did I do wrong? He did apologize by realizing what he did was wrong. Now, I want to continue this interview because I think it's really good. Because no one is talking about this interview. No one is speaking about the interview that he had with Rachel Nicholas back in 2011. Let me continue. She asked how the hatred from fans affected him. He said, it basically turned me into somebody I wasn't. When you start to hear the villain now, you have to be the villain. And I started to buy into it. I started to play the game of basketball at a level or in a mind state that I had never played at before. I mean angry. That's mentally. And that's not the way I play the game of basketball. See the hatred? Not even the ones that gave him the money and gave him the fame, he was also caught in hatred. He was mad. He was angry. He started to play like it. Started to be someone he's not. Forget where he came from. On his disappointing play in the NBA Finals, he said, and that was, you know, back with the Miami Heat, I just know I could have played better. I didn't have enough game-changing plays where I just shifted the game. That was him talking about the strategy. LeBron James realized what he did was wrong. When John Sterling came out, he didn't say the same statement he did after the decision broadcast where he said race is always a factor. During the John Sterling, he came out and said, well, if it's a white to black, if it's a black to white, it's a situation that needs to be addressed, and the NBA and myself, he took it. That's the face of the company that he is. We need to fix this. I want to see if I can find that clip. I don't know if I have it no more. Maybe I have it somewhere. I'll find that clip during the commercial break. I want to play that clip because I like that clip. It makes sense. LeBron James realizes the mistakes he's made and he's changed. Do we here on the program forgive LeBron James? I do. And I thank the decision. I thank the broadcast for allowing LeBron James to realize you really are a good person. He's not a bad guy. He just needed, you know, someone to knock him on the head a bit. And I think the Cleveland Cavaliers fans did. And while many people come out on the radio and they're screaming, he's a traitor, he's a liar, he's scum. If you read this interview and you've seen LeBron James, the way he acted after this interview, you would think differently. Maybe you won't. People don't forget. And we here on the program aren't very forgiving. But when I ask the president for an apology, I don't get one. LeBron James at least did. Again, another. We need to get those two together to talk. Because LeBron James could teach the president some things. That when you make a mistake, just admit it. The American people will forgive you. We're very forgiving. Sometimes we shouldn't be. But in this current situation, I think we could. I think LeBron James went back to Cleveland because he knew he was wrong. But he went back there because he wants to show, guys, I changed. Have you ever watched those TV shows, The Plot, where you got this young guy and he's playing, if it's a sport. You might have seen this in cartoons or sitcoms of a young boy who he's really good in high school. This agent comes, takes him out, and he starts becoming famous. You start seeing, hey, George, you want to go play baseball? I'm sorry, I have to go for a TV shoot. Rookie of the Year. That's a good one. Rookie of the Year, Henry Rowland Gardner. Young average guy. Ends up getting this amazing talent of pitching. He starts feeling this fame, forgetting his friends, forgetting his mom, forgetting who he is. He starts doing things he would never do. If someone, a team that asked him to come over, he might go. If a bigger team said, we want you to leave the home and go, I'll go. And then, of course, at the end of the movie, he realizes that there are more things important. And that if he does have to do something, this is where it should be. Now, this wasn't the plot in Rookie of the Year. I just use Rookie of the Year as the example of him getting this fame and forgetting about where he came from and then coming back and realizing that if he has his talent, he should be home. Even though he never really thought of leaving anyway. But there are plots in cartoons and TV shows of someone who, you're in high school, you're playing, some guy might recruit you. You start getting really famous. If a decision did come, go to another team, you would. And then by the end of the day, when you see people come out and tell you what's on their mind, the person who has all this fame realizes, this is not who I am. And that's what happened with the decision. All those angry people reminded LeBron James, who are you? And that's why I forgive LeBron James. I forgive him. And I think he's going to do some great things next year because I think he's positive. I think he has become more mature and adult. And he realized what he did was wrong. Now, ESPN, you're not getting away with anything. Why does ESPN need to shut their mouths about LeBron James?
Call Yo Andrew now at 8. Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-YNTS. 9687.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes, minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or Facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
It started 2 years ago. A college alumni in his parents' condo. With the mission to inform people. Now, we remember.
Mario Scipione, he is staff writer.
Thank you very much, Andrew. Always love being part of this.
September 2nd, 2014.
We're not a progressive group. We're not a conservative. We are an unbiased group. See, no, no, no. You guys, the audience, you keep me coming back every week.
It's the two-year anniversary.
And that's what the show is all about.
Of the Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
This is the sound of a flat-screen television hurled off a building.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS.
These are the things you could have all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Use Energy Star light bulbs and appliances, and you can save hundreds of dollars a year. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
And welcome to today's lottery draw. Good luck.
So I put in the DVD
and here's today's
watching.
Winning numbers. First one up, it's not yours. Second one, not yours. And another number that's not yours.
I saw the
okay, this is one number that's yours. It's a five, but you don't get any money for that. And the final number is not yours.
Yep, so chances are you're not going to hit the lottery anytime soon. Don't get us wrong. The lottery can be fun every now and then. Just please don't rely on it for your future savings. How about this? Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte every day. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Ride your bike instead of buying all that gas. These changes alone can save you thousands a year. Thousands. Small changes today, big bucks tomorrow. Feed that piggy bank. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Hi, I'd like to report a bear sighting, as in Smokey Bear.
Continue.
I was burning yard waste. He told me to remember that if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
You know, 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
I know that now.
As usual, the talking bear gets all the credit. Always burn responsibly and contact your local fire department for open burning regulations. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Taking a picture is easy, and we love to know where you are listening. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
Many ask what it is. Many ask where is a cure. Sadly, it's not easy. Endometriosis is a non-fatal cancer-like disease affecting 176 million women around the world that need your help. That's why Knockout Endo, an organization seeking nonprofit status, is continuing to fundraise and raise awareness for women with endometriosis. Check out our website, www.knockoutendo.com, to learn what we're doing to defeat this disease every day. Being informed will help you understand why donating is so important. You can help by purchasing items from our website or funding more commercials like these. Don't sit down, but get up to knock out endometriosis.
He always wanted to be a Rush Hour Renegade.
Hello, San Francisco. We're the Rush Hour Renegades. I'm Joey Gladstone. This is my partner, Jesse Katsopoulos. Say hi, Jess.
24 years later... he settles for Yo Andrew.
Rush Hour Renegades! Come on at ya!
Turns out LeBron James, according to Sports Illustrated, has decided to go back to Cleveland, going home to the place where they burned him in effigy after he left for Miami. I guess two of those championships maybe wasn't enough. Maybe being with Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade wasn't fun enough. Whatever it is, forgiveness is the name of the game today, it turns out. People in Cleveland, probably all over Ohio, probably going bananas right about now.
I feel bad for Miami. I do. You lost LeBron James. The whole world's over. It's like the New York Mets losing David Wright. Oh, my goodness. What would happen? Derek Jeter leaving the Yankees. I'm telling you, one player makes a very big difference. And even though he wasn't there for long, he didn't last long enough. He didn't live to tell the tale. He didn't. So what I did during the break, I did post a letter of Dan Gilbert, the owner of the Cleveland Cavaliers. I looked it up. He still is. And I posted the letter the second LeBron James made the decision going to Miami. And it was a pretty nasty letter. He was not very happy. I also even tweeted. I tweeted to the owner. See if he answers me. Where is it? I tweeted it. I don't know where it is. Well, I tweeted him asking him, how does it feel LeBron James returns to the Cleveland Cavaliers after the letter you wrote criticizing his decision years ago? So I tweeted him, hey, you never know, he might tweet me back. Many people aren't talking about it. I also got the clip up of LeBron James and his stance on John Sterling's and how I think it's a great thing he said. And I think it really shows, this clip really shows how he grew up, how he realized coming to Miami, the decisions he made, and how he now looks at race, that the whole decision on going to Miami and the criticism was race. We saw that he changed. He realizes the stupid comment to make. So let's play that clip. Here it is, clip two.
I mean, obviously, if it's true, it's very sensitive. And, I had my statement before the game, and I'm going to stick by it. There's no room for that in our game. We've found a way to make this the greatest game in the world. And for comments like that, it taints our game, and we can't have that. Can't have it from a player. We can't have it from an owner. We can't have it from a fan, and so on and so on. It doesn't matter if you're black, white, Hispanic, or whatever the case may be. We can't have that a part of our game. And, you know, the commish will take care of it. We're sure of that. And we'll continue to build this game the best way we can because it's been an unbelievable 2014 playoffs. And we don't want Donald Sterling's comments to overshadow what this game means to everyone, including the fans.
When you heard LeBron James, doesn't matter who you are, it's not allowed in our game. If it's from a fan, an owner, a player, it's not allowed in our game. He's looking at the issue. He's looking right at it, and he sees these comments. There's no room for it. It shouldn't be a distraction. He didn't say, well, that's really racist. You know, it happens. You know, of course it happens. Everyone's a little racist sometimes. See, he didn't do that this time around. 2011, he did that. 2014, he didn't. Why? Because this is the real LeBron James you just heard. This is what he truly believed. This is how he was raised. He wasn't raised to look at has himself as a color. He was raised to look at himself as a human being. And everyone is equal. And everyone should be able to come together, whatever color you are, and have a lot of fun. It's not simple. And I think this clip really shows who LeBron James is and how he really learned. And that's why I love this statement he made on the Donald Sterling controversy during the playoffs. To ESPN, to end this hour, they need to just shut up. I'm throwing it out there. And usually I don't use cruel words like this. Hey, if my friends want to work at ESPN, that's great. I have many friends who would be very good at it. I think they'll be great. And ESPN has done great things, but they need to just stop. with the LeBron James reporting, they report on one man more than the World Cup. They report on one man more than the hot dog eating contest. They report on one man more than the hockey Stanley Cup. I don't know what the importance is. Oh, wait, I do. Ratings, money. I mean, I've been doing this show for a long time, and things don't change. History repeats itself. By the end of the day, ESPN is fighting for ratings and money. It's that simple. That's how they work. That's what they do. ESPN needs to go back and figure out where they came from. They need to go back and sit down and realize you are not just a 24/7 television sports channel. You are also a channel where you want to give a variety of news in a span of however long. But every show is LeBron James. And I don't know why I'm criticizing. You know what? Why am I criticizing ESPN for? I should be criticizing a news talk host, Sean Hannity. I like Sean. I listened to him for about the end of the show. He's good. He's talented. But he spoke about President Obama's health care plan, the Affordable Care Act, Patient Protection Act, for 3 straight months. I thought I was going to puke. Every day he spoke about health care. The same thing. He didn't tell you how he was going to change it. He didn't tell you how we can help the people who might have lost their insurance. He didn't tell you what was in the bill that we can go to the president. He just, bah, 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 bah. Obamacare is bad. Obamacare is bad. Repeal it. Bah, 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 bah. Calls up the healthcare line. Bah, bah. All right, the same thing every day. I turn on the, there's healthcare again. All right, I'm taking it off now. I can't. It's an important issue, yes. And I don't believe that you should leave an issue. I'm not saying that. I'm saying if you're going to speak about an issue, there has to be a beginning and there has to be an end. And when you're around the beginning for a really long time, I start to really get a little angry. See what we did this hour? We created a beginning. LeBron James, who he is. We created a middle, the transition. How he became from a boy to a man. And now the ending. LeBron James truly is a great person and we forgive him. That's how I do it on this program. I don't talk out of my butt. I got talking points here. I got articles there. We create a beginning, a middle, and an end. It's like a story. I'm not going to bring James up next week. There's no reason to. LeBron James, I forgive him. I think he's a really good person. He learned his lesson. He forgave his fans. And I hope ESPN could say some of this, but they won't. ESPN's going to keep talking about, do you agree? Even though you have no really good reason because we don't report you any facts to give you a good reason, but do you agree? Maybe if you actually reported what I did this hour, maybe your ESPN, whatever the heck those polls are, would actually be somewhat accurate. It's that simple. But they're not accurate. But if you're just telling them LeBron James went to Cleveland, he went to Miami, he decided to go back to Cleveland, and now he's eating a hot dog. Do you agree he's eating the hot dog? See, this is pointless. Why are we watching this? Oh, ESPN's the only one. Go Fox Sports, up LeBron James again. I feel LeBron James has just been elected as the president of the United States. It's all over the place. It's the first time anyone's been elected as a basketball player to be president. See what I'm trying to do? I'm not criticizing ESPN. I'm trying to help him. I'm not criticizing Sean. I like Sean. I wouldn't mind working on Sean's team. He was bragging how great his team is. I think I'll be good too. I can give you a beautiful hour of Obama's health care. Just give me a few hours, a cubicle, and 2 computer screens. I make magic. I put my hands together and I do a little, head nod, da da. I make magic. It's that simple. It's beautiful. Do you believe in magic? I do. I believe in magic. When I come back, we're changing the subject. New York We got the LIRR strike. We got some immigration reform. Don't be left behind.
Yo Andrew News Talk Show. Every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info how to listen from anywhere? www.yoandrewnts.com.
Hi, I'm Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio. And here's your tip of the day. Standing in your power should be the greatest thing in the world. Why isn't it? When I ask you to bring an intention you have up before you, something so true and important to you, and you begin to shift toward it, you suddenly realize you're opening your heart and energy in a direction and turning your back on something else. They can be past choices, people, and circumstances you've tolerated for a very long time. In that moment, you do realize how truly powerful you are and that you can do this. But you also realize you might risk something you're not certain you're ready to let go of. Let's give ourselves the gift of our own power. Let's learn to not be afraid of it. Join me on my new show, Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine, and visit me at lesliefontaine.com or call 678-665-3366.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? beingyouclass.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenn Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.